This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Pat Mack. A new nonprofit group thinks it's found a novel way to come up with the money to connect Denver, Greeley, and Fort Collins by rail. The group proposes to build a $3 billion commuter rail system to connect communities in Larimer and Weld counties and link with commuter rail plan for the Denver Metro. Retired state transportation planner Dave Rubel drew up the plan. He says he's never heard of a rail system being financed this way.
Clearly out-of-the-box thinking, and what we're doing is we're charging an impact fee.
That impact fee would be paid by developers when they get permits to build homes, apartments, or commercial space near one of the 94 planned stations along the 200-mile rail system. Rubel says developers already pay fees to fund infrastructure.
A developer will pay a tap fee to get tied into the water and sewer system, so it's a similar kind of a thing. So it's paid at the time the building permit is issued, and then when the house is sold or the business is sold, hopefully the developer would get that fee paid back to them by having a slightly increased cost for the home or the business.
The added bonus is that, for example, someone who buys a home from one of the developers who paid this impact fee, that homeowner would get to ride the rail system for free.
That's the one unique thing about our impact fee is, by just paying the fee, you don't get anything else with most impact fees. With ours, as long as you live or work within the rail station, you could ride the bus and rail system for free. So that would hopefully allow the homeowner to not have to buy a second or third car. So that saves them money in the long run, and it's an added value to the home because that right gets passed on to the new homeowner.
Rubel's run the numbers. He says projected population growth would create enough demand for about 1,000 housing units and 350,000 square feet of commercial space at each of the 94 rail stations.
You get enough critical mass based on the fee we're proposing to generate $3 billion in revenue.
So how would this work? You need the impact fees to pay for the rail system, but you won't be getting any money from impact fees until the rail system is built. So you won't have the money needed before construction begins?
Our funding mechanism involves a bond program to build the first high priority lines, which we've defined, but it may be different once a study is completed. And the revenue from the stations on those high priority lines would go into building the next phase. Once that phase is built, the money from the stations on that second phase would go into building a third phase. And at the end of the third phase, we'd have enough money to pay off the bonds.
Dave, thanks for joining us.
Sure. No problem. Nice talking to you.
Dave Rubel is a retired CDOT planner and engineer. He says if bonds needed to be sold to pay for the rail system initially, they would need to be approved by voters. Also, since so many people could be riding the system for free, he proposes a second funding stream to pay the annual operating cost. Anytime a home or business near a rail station is sold, a fee could be assessed. Two meetings to get input from the public will be held Saturday, the first at 10 a.m. at the Poudre River Library in Fort Collins, the second at 2:30 p.m. at the Loveland Public Library. I'm Pat Mack, Colorado Public Radio News.